Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Costner. I am a regional director out of the Southern Ohio market. I want to welcome everyone to the Morning Mojo Calls. The Morning Mojo Calls are done Tuesday through Thursday. They're about a 15-minute motivational call to help get your day started on the right foot. And hopefully this morning, I'm hoping to do just that this morning. And this morning, I picked out for the topic this morning, choices. And, you know, I picked this topic out because we were engaged a few weeks ago in some topics and discussions, and we were talking about how people affect us and things we were going through. And, you know, and it really came down to choices. And it's not choices as I think a lot of us take it, and I want us to really clearly understand that choices versus decisions, because there is a distinction between those two. Because a lot of times we think we're making decisions, and we're really just making choices. And because choices are really our values, our hopes, it's the essence of who we are. Our decisions are our purpose, our dreams. It's what we've been set on earth to actually accomplish. And if I were to break it down and to give you a real good example of that, take your TV remote. On your TV remote, there are many buttons. There are many choices that you can select, and there's many things you can select, many programs you can select, because that's your choice. You can choose. But once you have selected that program, that's your decision. That's what you have determined that you're going to watch. And because you have selected that, that's based on what all things that you have accumulated, what's your values, what has determined who you are, what you want to talk about, what you want to listen, what you want to do the next day or whatever, it has all accumulated in that selection, because that's what you're going to watch. That's where you come out to your decisions. And so I have a book that I think that would help to clarify that just a little bit better, and it's The Choice by Og Mandino. That's OGMANDINO. You know, I love Og Mandino because he writes his books in a storybook form, and I read this book almost 20-some years ago, and as I was searching through my library, and, you know, as we were talking about this, I said, you know I have a book that deals directly with this, and I found this book, and I started reading the book, and tell you folks, I picked up the book, and I could not put it down, because he writes it in such a way that it captivated me, and it made me read it. I started, and I could not till I finished the book, and it does, it's not a hard read, it's a very easy read. Probably, you could probably read it in a couple of days. It took me a little bit longer, because I like to dig out all the essence of a book. And so when I read through the book, and it captivated me to the very end, because, see, one choice leads to another choice that really compounds itself, and it, the choices that we make are so significant, because that choice will ultimately lead to the ultimate decision that we make. Because, see, that decision is a compounding effect. You know, if you get my essence, that's where I believe that Darren Hardy came out with a compound effect. Because Darren Hardy says that all the decisions really come back to bite us one day. And so our choices brings us back to our ultimate decision. Our decisions, because ultimately the choices that we make brings us to decisions that we make. Sometimes it leads us to our jobs that our values and the things, the essence of who we are, eventually it brings us to a point to where we have to make a decision about our jobs. It ultimately brings us decisions about where we go to school or where we go to church or who we're going to marry. And all those things all get accumulated into a decision. And so it brings us to a point. And, you know, I love this. And I told him I'd give him this credit on this one time, and one time only, and that's Mr. J.C. Battle. He gave me a great quote he makes this quote, and I love it. He says there's two dates that are very important to us. He says it's the date that we're born and the date that we find out why we're born. Because, see, when we know why, we have made that decision, and we move into what? Doing what we've been called to do. And so, you know, because you might say, well, why am I talking about this? Because, see, I want to bring it back to ACN. Because, see, ACN is not my destination, but ACN is a part of my preparation. You say, Marty, what is this? So let me break it down to you, because every time I go out and get a customer, it builds me. Every time I get a new business partner, it builds me. Every time I go to training, it builds me. It works on me because, see, I'm not the same person I was when I first got started. And if you tell me you're the same person you are when you first got started with ACN, you're not in ACN. Because, see, ACN should be working on you. It should be developing you. It should be making you better than what you were when you first got started. Because, see, every time I get a customer, it has taught me something about myself. It helps me to unlock a little bit something more about myself. Every time I go out and I make a presentation, it teaches me something about myself. It helps me to grow. Every time I get a chance to do a Morning Mojo, every time I get a chance to do a little bit of training, every time I get to do something, every time I get on a training and listen to it and get to take notes, it helps me to grow a little bit more. It is, because, see, we always talk about it, but it tells me that ACN is a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. Because, see, every time I get a customer, I get paid. Every time I get a business partner, I get paid. Because, see, it is working on me, but it pays me to do those things. And so it helps me to grow. Because, see, I'm getting ready for something big in my life. And so ACN is moving me along that pathway. And so, but what I do is that I set a goal or a destination for myself. It drives me to that decision. And when I get to the decision, it helps me what? Grow. And so it moves me along the pathway. And so, you know, a lot of people talk about third quarter and talk about the end of the month. See, I would love to say, yeah, this is the final week of the month. I would love to say we're in the third quarter. But see, you should always be at the end of the month. You should always be in the final quarter. Because what? It's always important. It's always go time. We should always operate that. Because, see, if we don't operate that way, what? We're missing the opportunity to grow. And so my question to you this morning, are you the same or are you changing? Because if you're not changing, you're not making choices. And if you're not making choices, you're not ready to make a decision. And so this morning, my challenge to you this morning, let's grow. Let's change. Let's make choices. And in essence, we're going to make some great decisions. This is the Rhino just stopping by this morning to tell you that he loves you and he wants the very best for you. Have a wonderful day.